Hi, this is Ryan with Green Up, and you're listening to Epic, the only place where you can get an epic dose of fun every week from a geek's eyes point of view.
Gang of Rhythm by Walk Off the Earth. I remember this time.
Hey,
good.
All the music we're playing on the show, we played on any of the show, you can head on over to geekly.com or chsrfm.ca. Take a look at the show notes there and you can find all the links you need to get to their Facebook, their Twitter, and their iTunes accounts or whatever they're selling on and get some of that music, some of that good Canadian music.
Unless, get your beats on.
Yeah, get your beats on. Except for one episode here that we played two songs that were not Canadian. And yeah. Mr. Roboto and something else.
But they were awesome songs.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's special occasion.
So we're going to continue on talking about gaming peripherals here in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the show. We're going to quickly mention some of the ones that are coming up in the near future and that we're really excited to see. And the one I mentioned earlier was the Mayo. I'm going to have a link posted to that in the show notes if you want to go check that out. But you guys were mentioning a few there as well.
Well, we wouldn't be able to have the show if we didn't talk about the Oculus Rift or the VR goggles. And there seems to be a bit of a revolution coming along those things.
Yes, Star Citizen, a new I think a kickstarted game, I believe.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be completely Oculus Rift compatible, so if you miss your space shooter, this is going to be Oculus Rift compatible and you'll be able to do that. The Oculus Rift itself is actually kind of affordable as far as a bona fide VR helmet goes.
Mm, and it's still kind of in a beta format.
Did Facebook buy it? I thought I heard
it was bought by Facebook, unfortunately.
I don't know what that means for the future of it.
3D Facebook? 3D Farmville?
I guess so. I'm not particularly looking forward to 3D Farmville, but...
Throw a sheep and get a Dodge. yeah, and it's really kind of cool. And I think PlayStation's coming out with their version. And what you can do with these is really, really quite cool. Mm-hmm. And the latest version of the Oculus Rift, the first one would just kind of track the X and the Y axis, mm-hmm. or axis.
Axes.
But they've added a Z on the newest one, so it can tell if you're going forward or backwards, like away and closer. Mm-hmm. So instead of just looking down, you can look down and then move your head closer and you get closer to things, which is really quite cool. And if you pair that with this other one called the Virtuix Omni, you can have like a really, really immersive experience. And the Virtuix Omni, what that is it's sort of an omnidirectional treadmill. Mm-hmm. And it's not a treadmill in the conventional sense. It's just a really super slippery surface, mm-hmm. that you're walking on. And it's sort of like a concave surface, so you can walk in any direction. And mm-hmm. there's like a waist thing to hold you up so you don't fall over, and you can run around. So instead of using your keyboard to move around, you literally run around.
I seen those two things coupled together in an old movie once.
Like, was it Lawnmower Man?
90s? No, not Lawn. Was there they was did Lawnmower in Lawnmower Man though yeah, too? They did. Didn't they? There was another movie that I remember seeing.
And there are other versions of this as well. Like there's one where it's like a giant hamster ball type thing that you're running around inside and things like that. And that's really the problem with stuff like that is
you can see into the environment, but you're not really released into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
The problem with the hamster ball is you're always going to feel like you're walking up a hill.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that probably the Virtuix as well.
I'm not going to put that in my living room.
The Omni?
No.
The hamster ball maybe
that
not.
Would be, if you have a dedicated man cave, that would look pretty nice in the corner, but in your family room, no.
Which is the problem for actually a lot of the accessories like that, I find.
And really, you've seen how people, what happened with the Wii, with the accessories for that, people started breaking their TVs and falling mm-hmm. over and smashing lights, and then they started trying to sue the company.
Same thing I think that's what the Project Natal, the Kinect, was supposed to really get rid of, that whole need for having all these extra accessories that just track your body motions.
And then you just hit your person next to you.
Yeah, that was a problem too. You always had, they'd always told you to get into a special zone or whatever. The problem with, I have a big living room, but the Kinect can't project the infrared grid that it needs to track you back far enough.
Oh.
So if I stand in the middle of my living room, I still got to stand up near the TV. Mm. And keeping the Rock Band set in the living room
Yeah, it's, that's that.
I'm in my mid-30s now, or coming up in my mid-30s.
Before kids, it wasn't a problem. With kids, it's a problem.
With kids, and you know, it's just...
all the cords and the cables. And
we've moved on to a point of our lives where we don't have posters on the walls and Rock Band sets in our living rooms. Mm. So...
now...
sadly.
We were talking about the virtual, or the headset virtual.
The Oculus.
There we go, the Oculus Rift. And we're saying, you know, with the treadmill, it'll all feel like you're kind of walking uphill. And, but it's surprising, apparently, you can really fool your senses. And there was a video I watched on YouTube where it was someone trying the Oculus for the first time, mm-hmm. and it was a section where they went down a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And just as they were about to go over the edge, their friend pushed them.
As in push them right off the treadmill thing?
Well, they weren't on any treadmill. They were just standing there.
Oh, okay.
No. But they were just standing there, and they were had the goggles on, and they were, you know, in the virtual world, they were about to go over the edge of the thing, and then they pushed them right at the exact same time as they were going down. Oh. So the guy felt like he was falling, and he flipped right out. It was one of the funniest videos I've seen in a while.
That's horrible yet amazing at the same time.
Yeah. But things like that can be used to treat things like fears of height.
Vertigo.
A fear of insects and things like that. Because you can expose people to that without actually putting them in any danger. Mm-hmm. So there are some sort of clinical sides of these things. Now, that being said, if we want to move into the future of things, there are some newer accessories, some older-ish accessories. They've probably been doing this for a while. Kind of, it's this band that goes around your head that reads your brain waves.
Right.
And you can control your video game that way.
Right. They've been trying those for years, yeah.
They've gotten much better at it.
With varying degrees of success.
Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, if you kind of combined that with the Oculus, you mm-hmm. could probably get pretty immersive there.
Mm-hmm. I imagine so. So the immersion seems to be the next forefront of gaming peripherals as things come up. The days of the Rock Band set and the plastic instrument seems to have passed.
Yeah.
It was very popular for a while, but I think that novelty has worn off. People aren't really enjoying it. I'm surprised the one that I have, I forget what it's called.
Rocksmith?
Rocksmith didn't get more popular.
Because it's hard.
That's why.
Maybe that's why. It is very difficult.
Well, the thing with Rock Band...
it's not a party game.
Yeah. It's not a party game, no.
Rock Band, you could be, you know, so drunk you can barely stand and still get decent play out of it.
Yeah.
Rocksmith, unless you actually know how to play guitar initially...
it's not going to work.
You get worse.
Yeah.
If you could function really well playing an actual guitar while drunk, you'd be in a Rock Band already.
True. Yeah.
Anyways, but I think Mark's right though. Basically, we are getting almost to a point that we're like, oh, it's an accessory. I hold my hand. I don't want that. I want the Matrix,
right?
We want to be completely in it and not be able to distinguish
mm-hmm. Ready Player One
and whatnot.
Ready Player One.
We want the world from Ready Player One,
right?
Which I heard they're making a movie out of.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how far into development it's gotten, but it was a thing on Reddit a while back.
Interesting. We're going to end the show there. Is there any last words that you guys want to put out there before we go out? Any epic last words from Andy and Richard?
I just want a real lightsaber game. Well, not real lightsaber, you know, but like basically keep saying that. The first company that makes like an actual good Star Wars game with a lightsaber accessory.
Have they done that with the wand thing yet?
Not really. Kinect tried, that was Microsoft? Yeah, so Microsoft, and it was voice command. So if you wanted a saber, you said a lightsaber on.
Dumb.
And right away I was like, nope, done. Mm.
I think
not
most people
it.
Did. And I think
it didn't sell well.
I think people focus on stuff like that too much. I want them to come up with a new game, a new, like, probably Star Citizen would probably be a good step in the right direction. It's a new type of experience.
So a new IP would just something new.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of stuff nowadays is every single thing is, you know, X movie or X game 4 or X game 3, you know, sequel to this. We can't come up with any original ideas for.
That's the issue I have with Hollywood.
Hmm.
All right.
Well,
anyways,
on that note, I'm going to run down the usual spiel at the end of our show. You could check us out, geekly.com/epic for all of our shows. You can also find us at chsrfm.ca. Both those places you can find all of our show notes. Twitter at epiccsr. You can also find all of our Twitter accounts on the said show notes. And Facebook, facebook.com/epiccsr. We will see you again next week.
Epic is a Geekly production and published by the CHSR Broadcasting Corporation. The Epic theme music, Cheesy Lab, is written and produced by Kevin MacLeod. It is provided under Creative Commons License Attribution 3.0. All views expressed on this program is solely those of the individual and not necessarily shared by Geekly Productions or CHSR Broadcasting Corporation.
You guys got to say something else because I can't keep this up for too long.
I'm trying to think.
Let's just do the whole episode in this voice.
Wiggle. I'm going to have so much sexy time in this. It's not crazy.
You know, because really, we would kick Andy out a long time ago, but I need to drive.
Seriously, Andy, we like you. It's okay.
No. So the future's now?
No, in a little bit.
Oh.
Do that some more.
No. Stop it. Epic.